This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهديه واقتدى بسنته إلى يوم الدين وبعد فقد قال جل وعلا في كتابه المجيد وفرقانه الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كيف وإن يظهروا عليكم لا يرقبوا فيكم إلا ولا ذمة يرضونكم بأفواههم وتأبى قلوبهم وأكثرهم فاسقون صدق الله العظيم. Friends and elders, amongst the distinguishing factors of a believer and a hypocrite is, a believer is a man of few words with great action, while a hypocrite and his allies are people of great words with minimal or no action. The world has come down to the point of words, of impressions, of expressions, of articulations, of documents, but in terms of action, there's little or no action. Al-mu'minu yaqillu al-kalam. Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi said, Al-mu'minu yaqillu al-kalam. A believer doesn't speak much. He doesn't claim much, but he fully delivers. He's never non-compliant. وَالْمُنَافِقْ يَكْثُرُ الْكَلَامِ. And a believer, talk is cheap. Money buys the whiskey, as they would say. He talks freely, openly. He thrills. From a micro to a macro. From the local to the global. From the marriage to the international stage. In every regard. Why their marriage broke up? Or before marriage, you know the promises they made. You know the commitment she gave. You know the undertakings he made. What happened to the employment? You know what he offered me? And that's why I keep on saying, what is the reasons why marriage break up? Because people are entering a union with elevated expectations in an underperforming world. So you predispose yourself to disappointment from the inception. Because you're entering, oh, what happened? Why it broke up? Oh, I thought, manayam lago, yemanayam kayu. I assumed, I hoped, I wished. But why did you elevate it? Why did you elevate it? In an underperforming world, everybody's mediocre. Everybody's just breaking even and you have this real glamorous pictures. So you're up for disappointment. So let's contrast the truth in the light of Quran. So there was this person, infamous, Akhnas bin Shuraiq. He was a hypocrite. And the Quran says that their appearance, their physique, their articulation would mesmerize the best of people. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَهُمْ تُعْجِبُكَ أَجْسَامُهُمْ وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَهُمْ تُعْجِبُكَ أَجْسَامُهُمْ. Oh, the hypocrites, when you look at them, oh, the way they carry themselves, the presentation. One of my teachers used to say, wow. Regardless of your intention, the world judges you by presentation. And regardless of your presentation, the Almighty judges you by your intention. The world today judges you by presentation. You tried to make a simple, beautiful cake, but in the end it flopped. Now nobody's going to buy into your good intentions. They're just going to say, well, you need to cake banauta bini aure. Simple as that. A simple thing. She doesn't know, he doesn't know, they don't know. Because presentation, it's the eye, it's the catching, the fine dining. They find you for dining. It's the way you deliver. It's the way you present. It's all those fine little things, the bells, the whistles, the presentation. Regardless of your intention, the world judges you by presentation. And regardless of your presentation, the Almighty judges you by your intention. Many people out there today in the world are claiming that they are praying for the vulnerable, P-R-A-Y. But look close and you will realize it's P-R-E-Y. They're praying on the vulnerable. They're exploiting the desperate. It's a world of words. It's a world of thrilling. It's a world of articulation. And in the words of the Quran, I keep on saying it in my talks and my discourses, nobody can encapsulate anything like how Allah has encapsulated it. يُرْضُونَكُمْ يُرْضُونَكُمْ بأفواههم وتأبى قلوبهم وأكثرهم فاسقون. They appease you verbally, but the heart denies reconciliation. Your hearts will burst if you can comprehend. Yurdunakum. So, obviously, for your narrative and your story to be bought, you got to exhibit it professionally. You're packing, you're wrapping, you're trimming, your decor. It's got to be impressive, because inside it's empty. Inside it's empty. There is no substance. So how do you buy into this here? Islam is the best religion. Wow, did you hear what he said? But the Muslims are the worst. Oops. Well, if you stand up and say the Muslims are the worst, who will listen to you? But say Islam is the best. Did I get a positive comment coming through? But that sounds a bit fair. That sounds far from bias. That sounds a bit neutral. That sounds a bit impartial. But hang on the latter part of it. Al-mu'minu yaqillu al-kalam. May Allah make us people who speak less and do more. Look at the world from simple to elaborate. Everything is defined by the inaugural speech of any person who comes into office. How fancy the words were, how smart the selection was, how articulate the presentation were, which aspects got covered. And then in the end, nothing gets done. Nothing gets done. So there was a man the Quran speaks about, very articulate. Bolwa bo haru aure. Ye bole to tame hambarta rahi jao hola. Tame jota rahi jao. Wa idha ra'aytahum tu'jibuka ajsamuhum wa in yaqulu tasma' li qawlihim. Aap dekhenge to bhala lagega aapko. Aap sunenge to aap sunte reh jayenge. Aap dekhenge to dekhte wah wah ho bakka hakka bakka ho jayenge aap. But وَإِنْ يَقُولُوا تَسْمَعْ كَأَنَّهُمْ خُشُبٌ مُسَنَّدَ. They are taking support from something because they are hollow within themselves. They need support. خُشُبٌ مُسَنَّدَ. مُسَنَّدَ, they lean in, they recline in. They can't stand themselves. So they need a support to give them support, to anchor them. So there was this person by the name of Akhnas bin Shuraiq. He used to come in the gathering of the Prophet ﷺ. And then he used to make these very profound claims. And his words were so impressive that the Quran says, "Man yu'jibuka qawluhu fil hayati dunya." He could turn the eyeballs of any person. The way he would communicate and impress and articulate, he would capture the imagination and mesmerize, leave you spellbound. Wa yushhidu Allah ala ma fi qalbihi. Wow, man. The believer, he's just going to turn to the Quran. He'll never be lost. I said this and I'll say this here. Regardless of what the ummah goes and what the ummah will experience, the answers will always be in Quran. Yes, this is possible that momentarily that verse slips our mind, but the answer is there. So my mind didn't go to that ayah, but the ayah is there. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed away. There is confusion. There is uncertainty. Sayyidina Abu Bakr is crying. There is no moment more catastrophic in the annals of human history than the demise of Abu Bakr. You cannot begin to process the gravity and the intensity of the trial. And he says, "Oh my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kam li bi bu'dika min hammin yunassibuni, kam li bi bu'dika min hammin yunassibuni, idha tadhakkartu anni la araka abada." Oh my Habib, I don't even know where to begin to think that how the remaining days of my life will pass, knowing I won't be able to see you for as long as I'm on earth. This world will never see a trial greater than that. His pain is at the greatest, and coupled with that, his composure is at the greatest level. Sometimes you don't know what I'm going through. Abu Bakr's pain was the greatest. His composure was the greatest. The day Nabi alayhi salam passed away, he comes out, the hadith of Bukhari, Hassan and Hussein were there. He picks up Hassan radiallahu anhu, he kisses him. Then he looks at Ali. He says, he's a replica of his maternal grandfather. He doesn't resemble you. Picking up a child, showing him a hug and a love the day you buried Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam can only be the Abu Bakr of the Ummah. Can only be the Abu Bakr. My mother, your mother, the consort of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, لَقَدْ نَزَلَ بِأَبِي. What my father's shoulders had to take. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away, the noble companions, كَأَنَّهُمْ مِعْزَمْ مُطِيرَ فِي أَرْضٍ مُسْبِعَةٍ. My mind freezes to begin to unpack and dissect and expound and elucidate on the choice of words of Aisha radiallahu anha. She said, the Sahaba was so overwhelmed by the intensity of the moment, they appeared to be like a flock of wet sheep in a forest infested with predators. The Sahaba were taking so much strain, they appeared. He said, bhai bichara masoom chokro jo kem dorech line up chala gaye ne cover bhi nahi mile la jo ne mara aank ma ha vichai. You look at a child and you see in footage and it makes you cry. The Sahaba appeared like a flock of sheep in a forest infested with predators. But my dad took the reins and my dad saddled up and my dad steered this vessel. And the Ummat al-Qiyamah will be indebted to my dad. The Ummat al-Qiyamah will be indebted to my dad. He said, Umar, hang on. Muhammad Sassim has passed away. Umar, Muhammad Sassim has passed away. I'm telling you. Just watch your words. Uma Muhammadun illa Rasul. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ أَفَإِنْ مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلْ إِنْ قَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a messenger. He is but a messenger. Academics tell us here, the hasr is not to make tanqis of the sha'an of nubuwat, but is to make nafi of the maqam of uluhiyyat. It's academic language. Scholars will know what I'm talking. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not but a prophet. It's not to demote the station of prophethood. It's to refute the station of divinity. He's not the Almighty. He's not the Almighty. وَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ. Allah is absolute. The station of prophethood is the highest. قُلْ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّي هَلْ كُنْتُ إِلَّا بَشَرًا رَسُولًا. So the verse was in the Quran. Momentarily, it didn't cross their mind. Regardless of what the ummah goes through, the answers will be in the Quran. We might be overwhelmed that it slips our mind. Today, we don't even have understanding of Quran. Never mind slip, it never entered our mind. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Ya Allah. There's an academic debate. So, the people came to Anas radiallahu anhu and they said to Anas, look at the killing of Hajjaj. Hajjaj has killed so many people. Shakawna ila Anas ibn Malik, Zubair bin Adi, the hadith is in Bukhari. Shakawna ila Anas ibn Malik ma nalqa min al Hajjaj. To see what's happened. Some narration said that he killed more than 100,000 people, siwa ma qatala fi hurubihi. That's besides what he killed in battle. So when we just seen this year, we said, you're a companion of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I need to talk to you. Explain the world to me. Explain the world to me. So he said, isbiru. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَأْتِي عَلَيْكُمْ زَمَانٌ إِلَّا الَّذِي بَعْدَهُ شَرٌّ مِّنْهُ حَتَّى تَلْقَوْ رَبَّكُمْ سَمِعْتُهُ مِنْ نَبِيِّكُمْ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ. Listen, as bad as it is, my only comfort in words is what is to come is worse than what is today. The hadith of Bukhari. Now the academics and the erudite scholars, may Allah bless them and reward them, they unpack everything. Anas ibn Malik says, what is to come after will be more intense than what it preceded. Yet the error that followed in that error was the error of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, who many refer to as the fifth Khalifa, which revived the justice and the equity of Sayyidina Umar. And Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik made a blanket statement to say, going forward, it's just going to be more intense, more dark, more scary, more thunder, more lightning, figuratively, of course, compared to what happened before. So how do we reconcile that every subsequent error will be more intense than what preceded, though in the subsequent errors was the error of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, who was a man like no other? And the scholars say that although the period of Hajjaj was riddled with its setbacks, its mayhem, its anarchy, and the era of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, there was justice, but in a way, the era of Hajjaj was better because there were more Sahaba alive. So the Ummah could turn to these giants and legends and stalwarts and fall in their laps to say, give direction, give counsel. We are living in a world where even the giants have fallen. The stalwarts have fallen. When you look to the fraternity of scholars, there's internal bickering. There's mudslinging. There's issues. May Allah make it easy. May Allah make it easy for the Ummah. But everything is in Quran and Sunnah. That's for sure. There's no doubt about it. Okay, I was saying to you, two things are necessary for any society to thrive. Every person is entitled to food, and every man is entitled to peace. Those are fundamental rights of every human. They're engraved in the Quran. الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَأَمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. Every human, there is no life where there is no food and there is no safety. It's elementary. It's part of the basics of human existence. Every human across the board, regardless of geographical, religious, whatever the ethnic, everybody deserves respect, harmony, dignity, food, and safety. So there were these people. I was saying this, Akhnas bin Shuraiq, and I was talking about this context here, just giving you a broad overarching view and a layout of a Quranic theme, where the Quran gives this message that the hypocrite is a person of words. It's just words, and that's the world in which we live. It's a document, it's enacted, it's legislated, but in terms of living human rights, in terms of honoring human, Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, Abu Rabda, a person says, I met Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu at Rabda. The hadith is in Bukhari right in the beginning. So I seen Abu Dharr is clad in one uniform, and his servant and helper is clad in the same uniform. You couldn't distinguish who's the employer, who's the employee, who's the master, the slave, who's the superior, who's lower in social standing. So I said, Ya Abu Dharr, what's this here? Has he been promoted or have you been demoted? He said, Ayyartuhu bi ummi. Ayyartuhu bi ummi. I one day taunted him about his mother. I said, you are the child of a dark-skinned woman. Nabi Sallam said, Abu Dharr, what did you say? Innaka mru'un fika jahili. I get the stench of ignorance emitting from that statement of yours. That's your blood. That's your brother. Treat him like your equal. Give him everything that you have. So academically, it's very beautiful. Those that are academics and scholars, the ulama say, وَإِنْ كَانَ لَفْزُ الْحَدِيثِ يَقْتَضِي إِشْتِرَاطَ الْمُوَاسَاتِ يَشْتَرِي إِقْتِضَاءَ الْمُوَاسَاتِ لَلْمُسَاوَاتِ. The hadith impresses muwasat. Muwasat means kindness, not musawat, equality, because there is difference. But don't make it a point to distinguish yourself. But if you are financially higher, your car will be different, your dress will be different, your house. But he elevated the hadith in its literal sense. From that day onwards, he and his helper ate the same, wore the same, rode the same. That's when Mother Earth is thriving. Say that one person came, a diplomat, he said, where's your people's leader? He said, yeah, just outside Medina, he'll be sleeping here under one of the trees. He said, no, your parliament office. Yeah, he said, yeah, outside the tree. So Umar radiallahu anhu was resting under the tree. He came there, was captured by the awe of Umar. He said, Adalta, Faaminta, Fanimta. When he wakes up, tell him, I said, he brought justice on his land so people can sleep anywhere. He left me envious of his slumber also. Adalta, Faaminta, Fanimta. This was it. When there was justice, there was fairness. One of the qualities of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, Allah had blessed him with everything. One of his most amazing things, لا يطمع القوي في باطله ولا ييأس الضعيف من عدله. No tyrant, dictator, autocrat could intimidate Ali with his words. Listen, it's justice here. Whoever you are, let's have one yardstick. And if we all have one yardstick, you wouldn't like this being done to you, so don't do it to others. ولا ييأس الضعيف من عدله. And a weak person, a meek person, a passive person, a docile person, an introvert wouldn't feel that, you know, I wouldn't know how to speak. So how will I come across? And that's the problem today in the world. If you can talk, you buy the narrative. وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنَ الْخُلَطَاءِ لَيَبْغِي بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْهُمْ إِنَّ هَذَا أَخِي لَهُ 99 نَعْجَةٌ وَلِيَ نَعْجَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ فَقَالَ أَكْفِلْنِيهَا وَعَزَّنِي فِي الْخِطَابِ. Oh, Dawood, oh, David, I need to tell you, this is my brother here. We are two litigants here. We want you to pass judgment. He's got 99 lambs. He's got 99 sheep. I got one. He's not happy that I got one. He wants to take my one away. And the problem is, he knows how to talk. I don't know how to talk. I'm giving you the verse of the Quran. Inna hadha akhi lahu 99 na'ja. You can amplify the implications figuratively of that 99 you. I have one. I have one. He says, I must give him my one. He wants to make it 100. وَعَزَّنِي فِي الْخِطَابِ. He dominates. He's loud. He's articulate. He's vociferous. He's explicit. He's vocal. He's assertive. Oh, my Allah. So anyway, this person I was telling you, I didn't even start my talk, but whatever. He would come in the gathering of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he would talk all the time. Then, to give momentum and impetus and authenticity to his narrative, he would say, oh, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He's a munafiq. The verse of the Quran, Surah Baqarah, open it, read it, read it, read it. I like to jog people's memories. I say that on my talk. Please, please, read, read. Every time I talk, people say, you make me feel guilty. I said, good. Guilt will stimulate action. If I make you feel good, you'll become complacent and you'll become stagnant. Read, read, open the Quran, study, process, probe, understand, comprehend. Allah's telling you, we're not reading it. Then he would say, I make Allah my witness, I love you. He would come and tell this to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. وَيُشْهِدُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا فِي قَلْبِهِ. And he makes Allah his witness that, you know what, I'm genuine. So Allah says, this is what he says. Now, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, listen to me what he actually is. وَهُوَ أَلَدُّ الْخِصَامِ. The first thing is, he's the worst of evil mongers. He's the worst of opponents. وَإِذَا تَوَلَّى. Give him power and authority and see what he does with that authority. تَوَلَّى in Arabic has two meanings. تَوَلَّى الْأَمْر means أَدْبَرَ, to turn your back. وَتَوَلَّى means to come into power. فَهَلْ عَسَيْتُمْ إِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ أَن تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَتُقَطِّعُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ. And Allama Nasafi in Madarik has referenced the latter as well. So this is his talk, his build-up. This is who I am. Or this is my track record. This is how I behave. These are my articles. These are my journals. This is my publications. Okay, so I said my opening comments for those that are streaming in now and trickling in. I said a believer is a man of few words. So the Sahaba didn't say anything. The Sahaba didn't say anything. They didn't say anything. But Allah said, الَّذِينَ إِمَّكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ الَّذِينَ إِمَّكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ ونهوا عن المنكر ولله عاقبة الأمور. Your hearts will burst. الذين إن مكناهم. There's a group of people. If one day I give them power, I give them muscle, I give them reins, and I put them in the driving seat, they will show the world humility amidst authority. They will show the world selflessness in the seat of luxury. They will bring about serenity, nobility, dignity. Umar bin Khattab seen a non-Muslim begging. He said, Ma ansafnak. Listen, uncle, we as the Muslims have failed you. You are old in age. You will sit in your house and I will bring your stipend and allowance to you every day. Abu Talha said, one day I came after Fajr and I'm seeing Umar going somewhere. So my curiosity started bothering me. I said, where is he going? So I just sat in ambush. After Umar radiallahu anhu left, I went inside. When I got in there, I seen it was an old, aged, frail, senile woman. So I said, Ma balu Umar, ya'tik. Sister, I see Amir al-Mu'mineen is coming here. What is it? Said, may Allah have mercy on me, on him. May Allah bless him. Every morning before Fajr, he comes and cleans my whole house. Abu Talha broke into tears. He said, A'atharati Umar tatatabba. A'atharati Umar tatatabba. Are you trying to probe the flaws of people whom Allah has divinely protected from flaws? Come in my house, you'll get a foul smell. Go behind him, you'll get a stench. Go behind Sahaba, you'll only get aroma. There's only scent. There's no foul smell. Foul smell emits from me. Odor emits from me. When you go to Sahaba, it's only aroma. الَّذِينَ إِمَّكَّنَّاهُمْ. Umar bin Khattab is on the pulpit. أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِسْمَعُوا وَأَطِيعُوا. Oh, people listen. Salman Farsi said, sorry, stop your khutbah there. We're not listening. Why are you not listening? Because from the spoils, everybody got one piece of cloth, loin cloth. But I see you got two pieces of cloth. My mind is thinking a lot of things. Please quell my anxiety to bed and put my wandering mind to bed. Then I can listen to you with focus. He said, no problem. Abdullah, come here. Please explain to Salman radiallahu anhu. Whole khutbah is put on halt. Salman radiallahu anhu, I received one. My dad received one. I gifted my dad mine, and the other one is my dad. So that's how he has two pieces. So Salman radiallahu anhu said, you can resume. Now we're listening properly. Yeah, those were the days. Those were the days. But that's the point I want to mention quickly and bring it to a close. So Allah said that وَإِذَا تَوَلَّى, when he was given power, this munafiq who spoke a lot, who claimed a lot. What did he do with it? سَعَى فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيُفْسِدَ فِيهَا. He just caused chaos on the earth. He called massacre. He did so much wrong. And then whenever anybody told him, hey, you're doing wrong, man. You're making mischief. You're making mischief. Brothers, just inch forward to accommodate those brothers that are coming in. May Allah bless you. My time is running out. If you can just kind of move forward and just inch forward, inshallah, so we accommodate our brothers that are coming in. So the Quran says, this were his slogans. This is how he would impress. This is how he would articulate. وَإِذَا تَوَلَّى, but when he came into power, then this is what he did. سَعَى فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيُفْسِدَ فِيهَا. Just causing chaos. Just causing corruption. Destroying humans and livestock. يُهْلِكُ الْحَرْثَ وَالنَّسْلَ. And Allah despises corruption. Then occasionally somebody would hold him accountable and say, you know what, that is just crazy of you. That is outrageous of you. Fear Allah. Don't carry on like this. There's a death. There's accountability. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi said, there's one verse in the Quran. It sounds a strong warning to every tyrant till the end of time. And it gives solace to every victim till the end of time. People's ears popped out. They said, oh Imam Shafi, what is that ayah? He said, وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَّا. Your Lord doesn't forget. He doesn't forget. He doesn't forget. History records it or not, journalists capture it or not, media distorts it or not, your Lord never forgets it. Your Lord never forgets it. So when he's told, "Fear Allah, أَخَذَتْهُ الْعِزَّةُ بِالْإِثْمِ فَحَسْبُهُ جَهَنَّمُ," then he's gripped by his arrogance. So Allah said, regarding Allah, he claimed, and this is how unfortunately he contradicted. I said, a believer, he has action. The world is tired of words. The world is tired of supports. The world is tired of empty promises. From local to global, individual to international, nobody wants to hear anything. I deal with a lot of drug patients as well. Then he says, "See, I'm clean now. My family don't want to believe me." I say, you have exhausted all levels of confidence. Don't claim anything. Start delivering. You've defaulted your wife. You promised you're going to be honest, or she defaulted you, and you know, you stop promises. People are tired. It's just the world of lies upon lies upon lies. That's the world in which we live. Start having, showing action. So the Sahaba didn't say anything. But Allah said, there are people, if one day they're given power, this is how they will do. Sayyidina Uthman said, "Thana'un qabla bana'in." Oh, Allah is praising us before testing us. And then they came in the driving seat, and the world won't see it. Umar radiallahu anhu is on his throes of death. And then he said, "Ibn Abbas, who do I make in charge after me?" وَمَضَى وَخَلَّ الْأَمْرَ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ فَاجْتَمَعُوا عَلَىٰ عُثْمَانِ وَمَضَى وَخَلَّ الْأَمْرَ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ فَاجْتَمَعُوا عَلَىٰ عُثْمَانِ وَيْلٌ لِمَنْ قَتَلَ الْحُسَيْنَ فَإِنَّهُ قَدْ بَاءَ مِنْ مَوْلَاهُ بِالْخُسْرَانِ. So Ibn Abbas said, "Why don't you consider so and so?" He said, "No." I said, "Why don't you consider so-and-so?" He said, "No." So then Ibn Abbas said, "Then who's the right person to lead?" He said, "It needs qawiyun min ghayri unfin." A leader must be strong, but he mustn't be harsh. Layyinun min ghayri dha'fin. He must be soft, but he mustn't be weak. Jawadun min ghayri sarfin. He must be generous, but he mustn't be extravagant. Mumsikun min ghayri bukhlin. He must withhold, but he mustn't mise. May Allah bless you.